Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, starting May 6th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Heidi Hollis with us. We're going to take calls with Heidi next hour here on Coast to Coast. And if you've ever encountered a hat man or shadow person, jump aboard as well. Heidi, back to what religions are doing. They're not negating this by any means, are they? They're not saying it does not exist.
No, they're not. And, you know, before they were just acknowledging it as being something demonic and just, you know, push it aside. But now with the official announcements coming forward and so much more information and so many more whistleblowers, they've got to say something. And my understanding is they are organizing and they are going to take a step forward as some of this disclosure occurs. And it's absolutely needed. And, you know, and I think it's important to note that, you know, throughout time, there are ancient, like, cave wall paintings and artistry that has reflected that we've been visited before. There's, you know, evidence of things having been created that we don't know how to do today. So something has occurred throughout our existence, and we just have to catch up with it. And when we talk about interdimensionals, I mean, different beings, we could talk about skinwalkers, What is all this? Shadow people, hat man, interdimensional, this is what it's all about. You know, we read in biblical resources where it says, a ghost came or spirits guided, you know, this is like interdimensional stuff. It's not new, and neither are the conversations that are going on now. It's just, finally, the wizards, you know, government people are taking, I don't think they're taking pity. I think there's a reason behind why they're taking a step forward, but it's not out of the kindness of their hearts. I think they're kind of, something's forcing their hand. And, you know, my understanding, things that I've learned and recalled when it comes to the shadow people hat man phenomenon, this is a battle of all battles. It's like over souls. It's over our being independent individuals. These shadow people, the hat man, they like to reach in and tug on people's souls. They like to gather souls in haunted locations. I mean, what are we talking about here? I now know that Hatman has gone by different names. You know, when I first started speaking of him, I just knew him. I just gave him this name, Hatman, but he goes by the devil. He calls himself the devil. He now calls himself Hatman. He's adopted the name that I gave him. And somebody pointed out, you know, there's power behind naming a demon or devil, Heidi. I'm like, oh, I didn't think about that. It wasn't intentional, but I also knew that this was something I was supposed to do in this lifetime. And you know, it served as a warning. And there is more to the story that I haven't shared because I didn't know until more recently. And I'm preparing myself to take a step forward on that because it's a lot more complicated than I ever imagined.
How did you uncover this new information?
Oh, man, George, that is it's so much to say. It would have to be a whole other show because there's no way that I could have found it, but it's physical. It's something that people could poke with a stick or put under a microscope. Let's put it that way. And it has been done, and I'm in possession of this. And I think it's going to be changing for a lot of people, their understandings of the phenomena known as shadow people, the alien phenomenon, you know, what's hidden and what's present already. So, so it's a process. But, you know, I never would have thought that I'd be standing here with this kind of information, taking a whole other conversation, you know, on the whole reason behind everything that I've been working on. I just never would have thought. But I never would have thought Shadow People Hat Man would grow to the level that it has and people would take and run and twist the stories and try to own it and, you know, make a Hat Man into a superhero by putting it in one name. It's like, not Batman. It's the devil. You know, it's not to, you know, go and make a scoop and oh, let's make some money off from this. There are people suffering. And, you know, I put a lot of my life on hold to try to help people deal with these things. And it's been painful. And being a lady in this field, having a fruity sounding name, it's like, you know, how do you take a step forward on something so dark and sound so positive? You know, you have to. I have a balance between the dark and the light. I'm Christian, and I've had experiences that I can't always explain, even Jesus encounters, and I was a skeptic of such things, you know, but we've read about these things for thousands of years now, this conflict between the dark and the light, and now it's come full circle for a lot of people, including myself, and it'll be more evident about all of these implications, you know, all the signs and the wonders and, you know, the being that I was talking about before we went to break, you know, he made himself physically appear. I was able to see a being that some might call a cherub angel, you know.
Did it scare you?
You know, when I first saw it, it startled me because I couldn't believe he did that. I wasn't terrified. I was puzzled. I'm like, what? How is this possible? You know? But, you know, when I got my memories back, and it was a spontaneous thing, standing there talking to a friend, and absolutely wasn't there anymore, George. Just saw this scene in space. I saw a spinning sun and coming from this thing I know as the source. People say source. I don't know what that is. I know it as the source. It was a part of God, but it wasn't God. And getting this understanding of, you know, people say they recall choosing their parents or something. I don't recall that. I recall the whole agreement to come here, disseminate this information, go and get trained in this place that I call a crystal city, and, you know, just the whole shebang, and to be standing in the middle of my living room and get all my memories back. My friend is sitting there like, what's wrong? And I'm like, what am I doing here? I'm in college. This isn't it. This is what I came for. I come here to be a therapist, and I almost dropped everything because nothing else mattered. And it still hasn't since that day. Everything is towards waking people up because this thing that is going on, I was told the Shadow People Hat Man presence would grow to an exponential level, and it is now at that level. And I didn't know the other shoe that was going to drop my way, and I've got that now. And waiting on a little bit more information, and then it's going to be wild, George, is all I can tell you. It's nothing that could ever expect. And so I just tell people stay tuned because, this is nothing people can grab and try to distort for themselves. This is something that, you know, it's for people. It's for people to be able to come to a different reality, I guess you could say.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Is there a distinct difference between Shadow People and Hat Man?
Yes, there is. Hat Man doesn't generally change his shape, and he could step out from the shadows and become very solid. When I first spoke of the Shadow People, I thought Hat Man was just another form that Shadow People could take, but I was mistaken. Shadow People can shapeshift. They'll look like a cat. They'll look like a rodent. They'll look like, you know, kind of a man, but nothing distinctive of a man. Okay. A lot of people are confusing because there's other so-called researchers saying, oh, that's a shadow person. No, sometimes ghosts can look dark and shadowy, you know, and it's like Shadow People were never people. They are something that is shapeless, shape-shifting. Hat Man, he wears a suit. Sometimes he has a hat. Sometimes he doesn't. The hat changes. He's very distinctive. His presence is something horrific. And some people are like, oh, well, he's a guardian because he protects me. No, he's studying you like a predator to see what your weakness is. And he goes into your dreams to learn those sometimes. And you open your eyes and he's standing there. Shadow People also do that. The Grim Reaper, like Shadow, he also works with and for Hat Man. People confuse the short little hooded ones for being Shadow People because it's black. I'm like, no, that's an alien. You know, it's like Shadow People, again, they don't wear clothes, doesn't look like a person. It's something so very different, and if people are listening and paying attention for these past couple of decades, I've been on your show and talking all over the place about these phenomena, one of the reasons I have to say, too, that I trademarked both Shadow People and Hatman, because it was getting distorted and was causing harm out there. And, you know, that's why I say if people are paying attention, I've been trying to keep the record straight, my understanding, what I was taught, what I understand with all of it. And, you know, as people distort, I get people writing me saying, well, Heidi, you know, that film on Shadow People. I'm like, what film? That, none of them are mine. Hatman's story. But those films, I'm like, and shows, they, none of them are mine. You know, I don't know who's doing that. When they see it's trademarked, they still go, well, we're going to go do what we want anyhow. It's so weird, but it's damaging because I have kids writing me, you know, I saw the film. I don't know why you had it like this. I'm like, that's not me, you know? So if they want the full truth of it, it's only one source for it. And it's a shame and a sham when people are just taking advantage just to make an entertainment when it's a matter of life or death and souls. And you know, as the churches come forward to talk about the whole situation with aliens, Shadow People, Hat Man are not from here. They are connected to the alien phenomena. That's something I've been speaking on forever from the start, because that's who introduced the topics to me. You know, the beings, the alien beings, you could call them angelic. They said they've been called that in the past, but, you know, it's all connected. It's not separate. And it's one big understanding. And, you know, there's a clear way to decipher this stuff. You know, when I first spoke of, like, the encounters I had with Jesus, I remember being on your show talking about it. And you're like, well, Heidi, does that confuse you more that you've had encounters with Jesus? I'm like, actually, it brought clarity, because I was like, sure, I didn't understand how these religions got formed, you know. But, you know, there's a good and a bad source. If you can divide it that way and not slap a title always to try to fit it in a box of what that means, then I think you'll be okay. But you got to be able to decipher what's in front of you, if it's good or bad. And yeah, there are some bad aliens, and yeah, there are some good ones too. But and yeah, there are government people who are dressing up to look like aliens, from what I've heard.
What do you think? Who do you think the Men in Black are? As you look, you know, back at them now, what do you think they are?
Yes. You know, I was told that some of them are not human. Some of them are a physical form that shadow, dark source beings are connected to. It's another form that they could take and kind of like slip on this suit of skin to do. And then, of course, there's government people. But, you know, the Men in Black are distinctive because they walk in sync in there. They don't look right. They don't feel right. So they are just another form that these shadow beings can possess and take over. But yeah, and our government has made deals with some of these darker beings. And unfortunately, they made a deal with the devil, thought that it would work, while there's more positive beings that are like, we're not handing over technology to you. This is not okay, because you guys can't get along with each other. Why would we give you the keys to the car?
We're gonna take your calls next hour with Heidi Hollis as we talk about Shadow Man, Hat Man, and also demons as well. The demon part of this is the unknown version. What do they want, Heidi? What do they want? Do they want our soul? What do they want?
It sounds so basic, but it really is. It's about power, just like any other colonist that came in and wanted the land. They wanted the power over the people that were there. These beings are very similar to ourselves. They want the same thing, but they also feed on it. It is something that gives them energy beyond what's typical, you know? So they feed off from dark things. They cause dark things, illness, death, and they come around when those things are going on. But 9 times out of 10, when they go to a person, they are seeking the person that is gifted, because mankind is evolving. We are able to do things and feel things, and they try to stomp out that light, that ability that we're able to see and feel or think differently. They don't want that. So stopping the evolution of mankind. Hatman, I saw who he was referred to as something called Ahriman, you know, and somebody showed me the sculpture that was made I'm trying to remember the founder of Anthroposophy. And he is the one that created the sculpture. I had no idea. I'm like, wow, who did a really cool sculpture of Hatman? And it was like, you know, what was it? Rudolf Steiner. That's his name. Rudolf Steiner did 100 years ago, Heidi. What? Like, this is Hatman. And it's like Rudolf Steiner said 100 years from now that this being, Ahriman, would come to the forefront. And here it's come full circle, fulfilling his prediction that Ahriman would come to the surface. And it's Hatman. It absolutely is.
That doesn't sound like a pleasant visitation, does it?
No, it's absolutely. He calls himself the devil, and now he calls himself Hatman. So, you know, not making my parents proud, being responsible for naming the modern day devil in the world. But here I sit, you know, just taking my agreement and the mission that I agreed to do here on during this lifetime. And it's important. It's important.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, starting May 6th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.